الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين وكفى الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن سن سنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. So my dear and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
So brothers and sisters, we read Surah An-Nisa yesterday, and as you must be aware of that, the word An-Nisa means woman. An-Nisa means woman. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had talked about the issues that are related to women in this surah. So the first ayah of Quran is Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum. The very first ayah of Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing every human being on this planet, not just Muslims, but every human being, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. Therefore Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. So this means that my dear brothers and sisters, Quran is a book not only for Muslims, but this is a book for non-Muslims. So it is a universal book. So you should not ever think that this is my book only, but this is the book of Allah, and this is a book that is the universal book. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just the Rabb of Muslims. Allah said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah is the Rabb of all the worlds. Everybody that is living, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his Rabb. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu is not the Nabi of only Muslims. He is the Nabi towards each and every human being. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. I have not sent you but as a Nabi to كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ, to every human being. Similarly, the masajid are not only for Muslims. Masajid are for Muslims and non-Muslims both, because this is a place to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you cannot say to a non-Muslim that this is my mosque, you cannot go. Once you say this is my mosque, you are excluding that person from the order of Allah and the Rasul. Therefore the first ayah of Surah An-Nisa, Allah is making the same point very clear, that Ya ayyuhan nas, not Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, but Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. So Allah is saying that, listen to me, whether you are Muslim or non-Muslim, it doesn't matter right now. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. And then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would guide you, accept Allah as your Rabb. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. So here I would like to stress this point again, my dear brothers and sisters, that Islam is not the religion of Muslims only. Islam is a universal religion. Islam is a religion that was sent to every human being till the day of judgment. We have been sent in this world so that we can make the people realize who their Rabb is. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place of Quran said that, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let the people know that I, meaning Rasulullah is Rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. I have been sent as a Rasul to each and everyone. So my dear brothers and sisters, during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a Jew or a Christian will come to meet Rasulullah, Rasulullah will call him inside the masjid. And Rasulullah will talk to that Jewish person or a Christian person, even a mushrik, inside the masjid. So we need to understand this. Sometimes when a person of another faith comes to the masjid, some of us, due to ignorance or arrogance, whatever, we stare at that non-Muslim as if we are not comfortable with his presence in the masjid. And we kind of look down upon that person, that as if we are telling them, what are you doing here? This is my masjid. Get away from here. No, brother, this is based on ignorance about Quran and Hadith. Masjid is a place of worship. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everybody's Rabb, so anybody can come to the masjid. Yes, everybody has to come in the masjid with proper etiquettes and manners. Yes. But, you know, everybody is, the door of the masajid should be open for people of all faith. This is what Quran and Hadith teaches us. Therefore, in this ayah, Allah saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, ittaqu rabbakum, fear your Rabb. Fear your Rabb. Alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. And your Rabb is the one who created you from one soul. And that is Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa khalaqa minha zawjaha. And from him, meaning from Adam, your Rabb created his mate, his wife, his spouse, meaning Hawa, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And from them, from Adam and Hawa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I created innumerable amount of men and women. So brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not telling us that we were apes before, we were monkeys before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely negating the theory of evolution. You know, Allah is saying that no, I made you as a human being to begin with. You are not apes. You are not monkeys. You belong to Adam and Hawa. Your origin was Adam and Hawa. So Allah is making this very clear in the very first ayah of Surah Nisa. So we as Muslim brothers don't have to believe, or we should not believe, that we were apes and monkeys before. No, we are from the children of Adam and Hawa. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا نِسَاءً. Then Allah is saying, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, fear your Rabb who made bonds of kinship between you. You are relatives. You have relatives. You are somebody's relative and somebody else is your relative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, wal arham. So whether it's your in-laws or cousins or your uncles, whatever, Allah is saying, I am the one who had made these bonds of kingship. So Allah is saying, fear Allah, because He is going to ask you the question on the day of judgment, whether you fulfill the obligation towards your relatives. Allah says, inna Allaha kana alaykum raqiba. No doubt Allah is watching over you. Again, my dear brothers here and sisters upstairs, try to understand this ayah, and especially in this month of Ramadan, when we are doing our best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to understand that we cannot please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are rude with our relatives. It is a very important point, my dear brothers and sisters. Islam wants us to be nice to our relatives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded this in Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have said that وَالَّذِينَ يَسْلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِي أَنْ يُوصَلْ. That those people who, in spite of their relatives being rude to them, they are still nice to their relatives. Allah said, these are the people whom I am going to send them to Jannah. That your relatives are rude. They want to cut off the relationship. They do certain things to pinch you, to hurt your feelings. But you are ignoring that. You are still being nice to your relatives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is what I want from you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sil man qata'ak." That the sign of a mu'min is that when your relatives are trying to cut off the relationship, you are still nice to them. And then Rasulullah said, "Wa'afu amman zalamak." Forgive those who are oppressing you, and you will go to Jannah. So brothers and sisters, if you are not talking to your brothers, if you are not talking to your aunt, uncle, whatever, brothers, you cannot please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless and until you patch up your differences. Why? Because inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching over you. So this is the first ayah, and this is the message from the first ayah of Suratul Nisa. Then furthermore, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again same topic comes back, brothers. Allah says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas." Allah says that you are the best nation. And brother, try to understand. Allah is saying those people who believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you are the best nation now. Because you affirm that there's no God but Allah, and you accept Rasulullah as His Rasul. So now Allah is saying, "Kuntum khayra ummah." Now you are the best among the best. And then Allah says, "Ukhrijat linnas." And you have been sent in this world to serve people. My dear brothers and sisters, we have been sent to serve people. Not that we should wait for the people to serve us. No, ukhrijat linnas. You have been sent to the whole mankind. Your job is to serve people. My dear brothers and sisters, you cannot serve people until you have the ability to serve them. And my dear brothers and sisters, we can serve people when we have iman in ourselves. And my dear brothers and sisters, more equally important it is that we know how to serve people. My dear brothers and sisters, this ummah is the best ummah when this ummah will understand its high and lofty position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, you and I were supposed to be the leaders in every good field, and that includes knowledge as well. You see brothers, if you are ignorant, you cannot serve people. You need to have knowledge in order to serve people. You know, knowledge is power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again had reminded people, Muslims, to be the most knowledgeable people in the world. In the 10th Juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wa'iddu lahum mastata'tum min quwwah." That, oh Muslims, you should be as strong as possible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you should gain knowledge and you should be the leader in the field of knowledge. Muslims should be leading the world in the field of knowledge. Because if you are ignorant, people will not value you. Just look up among yourselves. A person who has good degrees, a person who is knowledgeable, a person who had made a place for himself, you tell your children that I want you to be like him. Why? Because he's knowledgeable. You know, Allah is saying that the ummah of Rasulullah sallam should be knowledgeable. They should be leading by example. Right now, my dear brothers and sisters, in terms of knowledge, Muslims are, ironically, are the worst among the worst. You pick any nation in the world that belongs to Muslim, or in any country where Muslims have been living for centuries, you'll find that Muslim, when it comes to education, they are at the lowest ebb. I come from India, I can tell you about India. Indian Muslims have been living in India for 1200 plus years. 1200 plus years. It's not that we went to India yesterday. You know, the oldest masjid is in Kerala. And that is nearly 1200 years old in Kerala. So we have been there since so many years. But the status of Muslim in the field of education is such that the government of India few years ago conducted a survey to see which community in India has the least amount of education. So you know, in India among Hindus there's a class called Dalit. Dalit are those people whom Hindus themselves consider to be very inferior class of people. The other word for Dalit is untouchable. I mean, they were so inferior in the eyes of Hindus that if a Dalit person will go in the temple that belongs to Brahmins are the upper class Hindus. So if a Dalit, this untouchable, will go inside the temple, the Brahmins will not only kick him out, but after kicking him out, they will clean with water. They will clean the whole temple. Because they consider these people to be untouchables. So Dalits. Now Dalits, there was a time when they had no education, no power, nothing. But in the last 60-70 years, there was a huge turnaround that came in the community of Dalits. They had great leaders that were born. And what they did to their people was, they instilled this idea in their head that nobody is going to value you in India. These Brahmins, these Pandits, the people of upper class, they will keep you as slaves. And then they said, don't go and beg for your rights. This was something that the leaders instilled in their head. Don't go and beg for your rights to these Brahmins and their Pandits. For centuries we have been doing this and they never gave us our rights. They still call us untouchables. So what their leaders told them was that you should excel in the field of education. Go and educate. So there was a movement among Dalits and in which they said that if you eat two breads every day, eat one bread now. Don't eat two. Eat one bread, but the money that you save, send your children to school and make them the best among the best in the field of education. It took them 30, 40, 50 years. But now you see that Dalits have excelled in education. Now the same Pandits, the same Brahmin class, not only invites them to their homes and their temples, but they treat them equal. These Yadavs and all those, you know, a person who has this last name, these are Dalits people. Now these Yadavs are everywhere. Now these, the powerful class of Hindus, you know, they accepted them. So when the government of India had the survey, the result of the survey was that Dalits are much more superior in education in India than Muslims. Muslims are the lowest when it comes to education. Their level is the lowest. So now what happens is that in India, when Muslims we beg for our rights. Dalits do not. When I say this, Dr. Sahib is here. There are some exceptions, Hyderabad and Bangalore and Kerala. But apart from these exceptions, India in general, you know, Muslims are lacking in education. Big time. And now when some calamity befalls upon the Muslim community, we do not know where to go. Because majority of us are ignorant. Muslims do not go for higher education in India except for few. Now that is not Islam, my dear brothers and sisters. This is not Islam. This is not what Quran teaches us. Quran said, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ. Allah said, O Muslims, you should do all that you can in order to make your community strong. And Allah said, وَقُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O Muhammad, teach people that they should gain knowledge and they should make dua to Allah that, O Allah, increase us in knowledge. So my dear brothers and sisters, when Allah have sent us in this world, we cannot ignore this world. Don't you make this dua, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana? Why do you say fid dunya hasana first? Because Allah have sent you in this dunya, Allah doesn't want you to ignore the importance of this dunya. Yes, Allah says do not love this dunya, but at the same time Allah said do not ignore this dunya. We are not here to love the dunya, but we have been sent in this world to live in this world in order to make our akhirah. So my dear brothers and sisters, when Allah said ukhrijat linnas, we have been sent, Muslims have been sent in this world to serve people. So after iman, the next most important thing is education. And if we can understand the importance of education after iman, brother, it would be good for this ummah. Same thing is here in this country. My dear brother and sister, when our children are growing up here, they are going to schools and colleges, first and the foremost thing is that we need to make sure that they are good Muslims. They have strong iman. But after that, the next most important thing is education. Our children have to be the best among the best. You know, only then we can serve human beings. So Allah saying, "Kuntum khayr ummatin ukhrijat linnas." I have been sent. Oh, you are the best nation. You have been sent to serve people. We have been sent to serve people. And brother, if you have education, you can serve people. If you are ignorant and jahil, you know, you will expect people to serve you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to serve people. And the result, my dear brothers and sisters, we often talk about this, that in the last several centuries, when in the field of education, whether it's medical science, whether it's technology, whatever it is, you do not see the name of Muslim on the top. There's no Muslim out there that had excelled, that, you know, people can say that, you know, he invented something. We benefit from the discoveries and inventions of other people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, this is your job. You should have been doing this. And when we talk about how good Muslims were in education, we have to go back 800 or 900 years back in history. And we say, you know, 800 years ago, you know, Farabi lived, you know, Ibn Rushd lived, you know, Falah lived. But yes, they were 800 years ago. But you and I are living in this century. You know, we need to excel. We need to excel in education so that we can serve people. If we are not serving people, but we are letting people serve us, then this is not what Rasulullah SAW said. Rasulullah SAW said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. The best among you is that person who benefits people. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. The best among you is the one who benefits people. And in the 13th juz of Quran, Allah said, وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That those people who benefit people, I'm going to give them honor and dignity in this world. So my dear brother and sister, we need to serve people. That is what Quran is telling us. And I'm pretty sure after iman, if you have education, brother, this ummah, inshallah, could become a very strong ummah, just like we were 800-900 years ago. If you have only iman but no education, the world will not value you. Or if you have knowledge but no iman, that is wrong as well. So we need to have strong iman and we need to have the best education to excel in this world. This is the message from Quran. This is the message from Hadith. Hadith is not telling us, Quran is not telling us to abandon this world. No, Allah has sent us in this world and we have to make the best use of it. And in the end, my dear brother and sister, in Surah Nisa, one more ayah before I close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at one place had kind of reminded us that فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. Allah is swearing in the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This shows to us the closeness that Allah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to Allah. That Allah sometimes said, وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ وَالْعَصْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear in the name of time, Shams and Qamar. But in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. That these people cannot claim to be Muslim. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Till these people completely accept the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their lives. That you accept that the final and the supreme authority in our life is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and nobody else. Hatta yuhakkimuka fima shajara bainam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you have any dispute, turn to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning turn to his teachings. And when you find a certain hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that regard, whether they say sami'na wa ata'na, I have heard and I'm not going to dispute it. If Rasulullah have said it, that's it. That's the last word. Thumma la yajidu fi anfusihim haraja. And after listening to what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, you should not have any reservation in your heart. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. And you should surrender yourself completely to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, the high status of hadith, try to understand this, brothers. The high status of hadith, the high status of sunnah is such that it comes right after Quran. Just like we accept Quran as the last word, similarly in this ayah Allah is saying you should consider the hadith and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the last word as well. So it's Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we should not have any reservations. You know, you should not do flip-flop that maybe. No, there's no maybe. When Allah says something, when Rasulullah said something, so you and I should not doubt it. Allah said, وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. You should surrender yourself completely to Allah and to His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and understand this. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.